This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that puts you in the dugout and ready to take the field with your Twins. It's the pregame lineup card with everything you need to know before the first pitch. The lineup card is brought to you by Target, proud partner of the Minnesota Twins.
Well, the Twins felt snake bit last night in the desert. They hammered the ball, but too many of them were right at a guy. A rally went for naught as the Diamondbacks took the first game of the series. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the pregame lineup card. I'm Mark Chenowski. The loss last night dropped the Twins 9 games behind Cleveland in the Central, while Arizona is now 1 game shy of 500 and just 1.5 out of a wild card spot in the National League. Simeon Woods Richardson gets the ball for the Twins. He is 2-1 with a 3.26 ERA. He allowed 2 runs on 4 hits in 6 innings last Thursday versus Tampa. Did not take a decision as the Rays won 7-6 in 10 innings. Woods Richardson looking for his first win since May 28th. Ryan Nelson is 5-5 on the season for the Diamondbacks with a 5.18 ERA. He has won his last 2 starts. This is going to be his second go versus the Twins. He was tagged for 6 runs in 3 innings and a loss here at Target Field last August. Now the Twins looking to even this series. Let's take a quick rewind to last night's opener. Diamondbacks struck first. Ketel Marte's 2-run homer off of Joe Ryan made it 2-0 in the first. They doubled their lead in the next inning when the first 3 guys picked up hits, highlighted by Eugenio Suarez's triple to right center. Byron Buxton sprinted after it. He took his eye off of the ball for a second to locate the wall. Then the ball glanced off of his glove right before he smacked into the fence. Buxton showed no ill effects from that. His solo homer off of Brandon Pfaadt leading off the 5th got the Twins on the board. Then in the 7th, Carlos Santana, a 1-out walk. Buxton smoked one to short that actually knocked over Geraldo Perdomo and went for an infield single. So with 2 on, Ryan Jeffers then blasted a 3-run homer to left, his team leading 13th, but his first since May 30th. And the game was tied at 4, and that was all for Pfaadt. Now Ryan's day was done after 6. Jorge Alcala retired the first 2 in the bottom of the 7th, but then he walked the number 9 hitter in Perdomo on 4 pitches. Corbin Carroll dumped one into center. Perdomo going to 3rd. Up stepped Marte.
And this one tapped back over the head of Alcala. Slow roller. Castro backhand throws to 1st. Not in time. Run scores. Marte beat it out. A slow kangaroo hopper towards 2nd base. And the Diamondbacks counterpunch. They lead 5-4.
Yeah, for all the hard contact the Twins had that little week, Chopper proved to be the difference. Buxton had a two-out double in the ninth off of Paul Sewald. Jefferson lined one sharply to left but right at Lourdes Gurriel Jr. Arizona held on for the 5-4 win. Now, lots of rumblings today as it appears David Festa is going to get called up and make his major league debut tomorrow. We're going to have more on that in the post game, but for now, the focus is on the Twins looking to get back in the win column tonight. We are at the park thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino, and at Chase Field, we find Chris Atterbury and Dan Gled.
Yeah, thank you very much, Gino. You're right. There's a lot of buzz about David Festa tomorrow, but we're more excited about Simeon Woods Richardson, a fellow rookie, pitching here tonight for Minnesota. Twins have played a lot of close games. Six of their last eight have been decided by a single run. And Danny, you play those close games, sometimes one little pitch can be the difference, whether it comes early or late. One thing we've seen from Simeon Woods Richardson, he's been very steady, and he's been able to learn when he's had the inevitable hiccups from those mistakes.
Yeah, another new team that he's going to be facing. He's never faced any of the hitters in this Arizona lineup here. But, you know, you talk about last night, I think the Twins won it in exit velocity in the ballgame last night. So I think the approach here tonight, keep it up again, swing early. I think that, and this guy here, Nelson, kind of tough, stingy, has not given up a run all year in that first inning. So very stingy early. The second inning, a little bit different story, but I'm looking forward to seeing Simeon Woods Richardson and have his slider working for strikes and also the fastball.
Well, Danny, yours in the word early against Nelson. Opponents batting 372 with 10 extra base hits this year on the first pitch of an at-bat versus Nelson. Twins 2-for-5 last night on the first pitch, 2-for-5 on Sunday. We going to see him taking the first pitch, taking some hacks right away?
No, I think the numbers indicate that they're going to be coming out here swinging the bat here early. What we got? Willie Castro, you saw it last night, jumped on a first pitch fastball there. Larnick also swinging early. A lot of the guys, I think, were swinging the bats early. And then maybe second time, third time for the lineup, they'll get together with the hitting coaches and even teammates as to maybe mix it up and change it from mid-game.
And I think, Gino, another thing to watch with Minnesota, this is a ballpark that gives up a lot of home runs. And the Twins did hit some balls hard last night. They hit a couple in the seats. They've homered in 14 straight, and that's the good news. But look for them to maybe try to manufacture some runs in other ways as well. When they've been at their best, it's been when the lineup top to bottom is handing that baton off. And when you look at a Jose Miranda hitting in the number 8 spot, Buxton's hitting well, he's in the number 7 spot, top to bottom, you would like to think this is a group that collectively could take advantage of some of these big gaps, put some pressure on Arizona.
Yeah, and it would have been interesting last night, Chris, to see if some of those balls they squared up would have got through, what could have happened. You had talked to Rocco pregame that you were ready to go first to third when the opportunity would come up. It just wasn't there for him last night. All right, thanks, guys. We've been at the park thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino, the exclusive casino partner of the Minnesota Twins. The island is your destination for all things fun. Visit TICasino.com to plan your visit. The Twins hit the midway point of the season tomorrow. Seems like a good spot for Rocco to preach about the campaign being a marathon and not a sprint.
There's tons of baseball still to be played, so you basically don't look ahead too far. It's a very difficult thing to do, but you don't think about what's to come or next week or next month or what's going to happen at the end of the season. You don't worry about any of that because you realize that you're wasting energy and you're wasting brain cells that you need for today. So the guys that are able to just simply keep it very clear as far as what they need to prepare for this particular game, and that's it, those are the guys that end up having the most success. And the guys that get distracted, you hope they learn quickly, and a lot of them do.
Now, the Twins guaranteed to have a winning record at the halfway point for the third time in the 5 full seasons with Rocco at the helm, not including the shortened 2020 season. More from the manager coming up next. Later on, our minor league update focuses on a guy the Twins took in the later rounds of the last year's draft, and he's turning heads so far this year. And then we hear from Simeon Woods Richardson on learning from the guys in the rotation. This series versus Arizona is brought to you by Bomb Pop, America's favorite summer treat. Grab a Bomb Pop at a Cub near you. Stick around for more of the lineup card here on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.